very briefly, I won't keep you tonight. Man, it's been good already, amen? But I do want to break bread with you. Somebody might be hungry. Amen? 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, verse number 17. We'll be brief tonight. How precious He is to any man. Any man, He's precious to them tonight. If you have a copy of God's Word, I ask you to stand. 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, and verse number 17. And the Bible says, I'm going to preach on any man. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Let us pray. Father, we love you. We praise you. We glorify you tonight. Father, I lift up no other name but the name of Jesus. Father, tonight I thank you for this local body. I thank you for everyone that chose to come back tonight. Father, they're at their own free will. Nobody made them. Nobody cohorted them to come tonight. Lord, they got in their own vehicle, drove their own way, come to this house to worship you in spirit and in truth. What a blessing that is tonight, Father. And I see it all over this crowd. Lord, there's people that stood all over that just told how precious you was. There's people that didn't even stand up, but inside their soul, they know how precious you are, Father. Lord, tonight may not have been the night for them to stand up, Father. Lord, I don't know, but you stood up who you wanted to stand up tonight and proclaim how precious you are. And Father God, tonight, I know tonight that if any man will just give their life to you, you'll change it in the twinkling of an eye, Father. Lord God, it ain't no process. Lord God, it's instant, Father, what you do. Lord, I praise you for that. I glorify you to that. Bless this service in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people say it. Amen. You may be seated tonight. I want to just do this brief tonight and get where the Lord would have us. He said, therefore, Paul said here at the church at Corinth, he said, therefore, if any man. Paul wrote knowing that if any man. I want you to get this tonight. Paul wrote knowing that if any man be in Christ Jesus. You know, he labeled that as any man, black man, white man. He labeled it rich man, poor man, whatever you want to put on the title. That's what he labeled. He didn't exclude nobody. And here's what he said. Paul wrote knowing that if any man and be in Christ, they become a new creature, are born again when they get Christ Jesus. And I know that is a broad statement to make, saying any man, for Paul to throw that out there under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. He said that if any man, Paul is simply saying you and I can label anybody in the life that we live in. You can label anybody. You can say they're too far gone. You can say that there's no way God can do it in their life. But I got good news. God can do anything in anybody's life if they will allow Him to do it. Paul is simply saying you can label a person, but Jesus is still able to save that person. Jesus is the only reason why any of us tonight can say He's precious, because we've had or we have an opportunity to become a new creature in Christ Jesus. We have that opportunity tonight, or we had that opportunity to become a new creature in Christ Jesus. I want to look at a few things that in Jesus, what any man can get in Jesus. He is the same. He is no respecter of persons. So tonight, I want to say to you, number one, in Jesus, there is forgiveness for any man. No matter what that person's done, in Jesus, there is forgiveness for any man. Turn with me, if you will, to Ephesians chapter number 1 and verse number 7. There is forgiveness for anybody in the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ forgives sins. That is the only thing tonight that will take care of your sin tonight, is the blood of Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Ephesians 1 and verse number 7, in whom we have what? In whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace. I see tonight we have forgiveness of sins in the blood of Jesus Christ tonight. I see not only do we have forgiveness of sins, but we have forgiveness of all sin in the blood of Jesus Christ tonight, are all trespasses. Turn with me to Colossians tonight, if you will, chapter number 2 and verse 13 and 14 tonight. As we're just flipping through the Bible tonight, I want to show you that any man can have forgiveness in Christ Jesus. Tonight in Colossians chapter number 2 and verse number 13, I want you to get this tonight. I'm talking about any man can have forgiveness in Jesus Christ. You say, preacher, how do I get forgiveness in Jesus Christ? All you have to do is ask for it. All you have to do is cry out to an almighty God. Say, God, I need you to forgive me. I need you to forgive me of my sins and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. But he says tonight in Colossians chapter number 2 and verse number 13, and you being dead in your sins, in the uncircumcision of your flesh, had He quickened together with Him, having forgiven you all trespasses. When you asked Jesus to save you, what did He forgive? He forgave all your trespasses, all your sin. You got a clean slate when Jesus saved your life. You got a blank page. Oh, can I get a hallelujah right there? Hey, people might remember your past, but Jesus don't. He washed it as far as the east is from the west. And He says this, and you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, had He quickened together with Him, having forgiven you all your trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to His cross. Anything that you've got in your life tonight, any man, any sin, if you ask God to forgive you, He has done nailed that to the cross of Calvary. All a man has to do is ask for forgiveness, and instantly He will forgive you of your sins. In Jesus, there's forgiveness for any man. Now, here's the problem. We don't want to forget. We don't want to forgive. But we got a Heavenly Father that has forgave us of everything that we've done wrong. Everywhere we went wrong, He has forgave us and gave us a clean slate. And I don't know about you tonight, but that excites me. And that's how I know He's precious to me. I'm going to move on tonight. In Jesus, there's forgiveness for any man. It don't matter who you are, there's forgiveness. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, in Jesus there is redemption for any man. Not only is there forgiveness, when He forgives you, He's going to redeem you. He is not going to leave you where He found you. Never think that. Never think you can get saved and stay where you was. It don't work that way. When He saves you, He redeems you. That means He's bought you with a price. No longer you're your own, but you've been bought with a price. You've been bought with the blood of Jesus Christ. You say, preacher, what kind of redemption is that? I know y'all the core tonight. I'm just going to preach just a second. I cannot stand somebody get saved and still living under the bondage of sin. I can't stand somebody gets washed in the blood of Jesus, delivered, went to Calvary, seen the blood of Jesus, and still live under that guilt and that condemnation of sin when we got a Heavenly Father that has forgave us. The Bible says there is therefore now no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. I see, you say, preacher, what kind of redemption did you receive? Any man receive true redemption when they get saved. True, there's not partial redemption. You're not partially bought back. You're not halfway bought back. You're totally bought back by the blood of Jesus Christ. True redemption. Look with me, if you will, to 1 Corinthians chapter number 1 and verse number 30. Man, I'm telling you what, I get around some folks sometime and they tell me, they say, preacher, you just don't know how hard it is. I said, don't you kid yourself, not one minute. You just don't know how hard it is. You don't know how hard it is to get off drugs. You don't know how hard it is to live the Christian life. I'm like, man, I know exactly where you're at and exactly what's going on in your life. You've got to walk in the blood of Jesus Christ. Look what he says tonight. 1 Corinthians chapter number 1 and verse number 30, there's true redemption in the blood of Jesus. Man, you've been redeemed. Whoa, glory. He's precious. But of him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God has made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. He has bought us with a price, true redemption tonight. But not only is there true redemption, I see that redemption for every man, there is true deliverance, true salvation, and it is paid in full by the blood of Jesus Christ. If you're taking notes tonight, jot this verse down. John chapter number 1 and verse number 29. John 1:29, and the Bible says, the next day John saw Jesus coming unto him and said, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. There is nobody else can forgive you. There is nobody else can redeem you. Any man, any place, anywhere, anytime, if they'll call on the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you listen to me tonight, He can forgive them of their sins and He can redeem them and set them new in the blood of Jesus Christ tonight. We have not victory because we ask not for that victory that is in our life. Friends, tonight, can I say to you as your pastor, He is precious to me because He forgave me of a lot. Man, I'm telling you, I had a list, Brother Brad. I had a list laid on me, I'm telling you. That old devil keeps reminding me of very frequently in my life. But I thank God and glory to God that He forgave me of them sins. He washed them at the blood of Calvary, and it's over with and it's final. He's forgave me and He's redeemed me. Amen. By the blood of Jesus Christ, which taketh away the sin of the world. You see, it takes it away in a believer's life. It takes it away. He takes your sin away. You see, well, he didn't get the gold mine. You did. Yeah, he didn't get the gold mine. He didn't. You did. When he saved you, he forgave you. It cost him something. That's why I take my life in Christ Jesus so serious, because it cost Jesus Christ his. It cost him his. If I'm not going to live like a Christian and I'm not going to follow Jesus, I might as well quit being one. Because it cost somebody their life. It cost Jesus their life. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, number one, I see he's forgiven. Number two, he's redeemed. Look with me, if you will, to 1 Peter chapter number 1 and verse number 18. And if you're redeemed tonight, say amen. Amen. Man, come on, I'm telling you. Praise God for redemption tonight. Been set free. 1 Peter chapter number 1 and verse number 18. Here's what Peter said. Talked about Peter this morning, how he said he was precious. And Peter says in 1 Peter 1:18, for as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things. Hey, he said you weren't redeemed with corruptible things. You couldn't be bought no other way. Silver, gold, wood, stable, none of them things could do it. None of the things of this world could buy you back. Look what he said. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, such as silver and gold, for your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers. But how was I redeemed, preacher? How was I forgiven? But with the precious, there it is, with the precious. Man, listen to me, it's precious. With the precious blood of Christ. As of a lamb, behold the Lamb of God, but as a lamb without blemish and without spot. Can you know when Jesus paid your price, he didn't have a blemish and he didn't have a spot. No sin was found in him. There's no sin on him, around him, nowhere near him. He who knew no sin became sin, that we may be the righteousness of him. He took on your sin debt, he took on my sin debt, that I might be forgiven and I might be redeemed. Let me go on and move on with this. And Sister Sharon, you nailed it when you stood up. Sister Vicky, you did too. If any man be in Christ, if any woman be in Christ, they're forgiven. They're redeemed. And they have peace. That the world knows nothing about. The world has no clue about the peace that we have tonight. Look with me, if you will, in Romans chapter number 5 and verse number 1. If any man be in Christ, he has peace tonight. Romans chapter number 5 and verse number 1. I thank God for this. I thank God for the peace that he gives you. I thank God for the peace that he gives me. Romans chapter number 5 and verse number 1 tonight. Talking about being, if there any man, he is forgiven. He is redeemed. And in Jesus there is peace for any man. You have peace with God. When you get born again, you have peace of God. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. How? Through our Lord Jesus Christ. Not by nothing I do, not by my righteousness, but not by the list of the things I keep, but by the blood of Jesus Christ. I want to give you three things the blood does tonight. Please jot this down in your Bible. It'll do you good one day. The blood of Jesus Christ, it satisfies God. The only thing that'll satisfy a just God, the God on the throne, God Almighty, Jehovah, the only thing that'll satisfy him is the blood of Jesus Christ. It's the blood. Jesus' blood satisfies God. Can I say to you, Jesus' blood silences Satan. If he's on your back and he won't let up, rebuke him in the name of Jesus. Remind him the blood's been applied to your life. He can't cross the bloodline. There ain't but so far old Satan can run you. Kyler, he can't run you no further than February the 8th at 7 o'clock at night. That's as far as he can run you. August the 27th, 2007, he can't run me no further. When I get down, doom and gloom, I go back to that day when I repented of my sins. He saved me, made me new. He can't run me no further. The blood of Jesus Christ satisfies God. The blood of Jesus Christ silences Satan. And only the blood of Jesus, whoa, glory! Only the blood of Jesus Christ can save a sinner. Nothing else. What satisfies God will save your soul. Let me say this, and I don't leave this right here alone. This is as good as I can get to it. If it'll satisfy God, it'll satisfy me. Huh? If God said in Isaiah that it satisfied him, Isaiah 53, that it satisfied him, it ought to satisfy you and me. The blood of Jesus. Any man be in Christ, any man receive that blood, number one, he has forgiveness. Number two, he has redemption. He's been bought back Man, I'm telling you, set free. He has a peace. Tonight, if you don't have peace, get back to where the blood is. Man, it should be so bloody around here. I'm telling you what, when they walk in, they think we got a crime scene. All we should talk about around here is the blood. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the cross, 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 blood, blood, blood. The blood is what saved us. Man, I went over to the heart doctor. I said I wasn't going to stay long. Going to have to hurry up. Went over to the heart doctor. I wanted to see my little old cardiologist. And I said, am I going to see her today? And they said, no, sir, you're not. Well, I went back again. I said, am I going to see her today? They said, no, sir, you are not. I said, why not? They said, because everything we need to know is in the blood. Tonight, can I say everything they need to know about you is in the blood? Whatever you put in your body, it'll show up in the blood. Let me say this tonight, and I'm going to move on. Not only is there that peace, but in Jesus, for any man, there is victory. Victory in Jesus. I see tonight I am forgiven. I see tonight I'm redeemed. I have a peace, and there's victory. Victory. When I go to Tupelo Hospital to visit anybody, it don't matter who it is, he's going to be listening tonight, by the way. I won't call his name, but I was on the side of the road the other day. Not broke down, just on the side of the road over by the house. And somebody goes to church here, told my cousin that, hey, long story short, he said, I got a website, a web page I want you to listen to. Man, I've been trying to get him to come to church, invite him to church, invite him to church, invite him to church. And he stopped and he was talking to me. He gonna listen to this in the morning. Praise God. And he told me, he said, do you know when they gave me that website and said, man, you need to go here and listen to this? I work at Continental Conveyor together. And he said, when I got to that website, you know who it was preaching on that website? And I said, I ain't got a clue. He said, it was you. He said, that man told me, he said, you need to go listen to this website. You need to go listen to this man that's talking. You need to go, why? Because I'm freed in the blood of Jesus Christ. I've got victory in the blood of Jesus. To church folk, they don't see a very big victory when they look at me, but you ask them dope heads I used to run around with. They can tell you there's a victory in my life. You get out there on the streets and you let my name float around a little bit, it won't tell you long. They'll tell you, hey, that man ain't who he used to be. Now, you may not like who I am now, but I sure am glad what he's done in my life. Can I get amen? You may not like who I am now, but you ask my mama sitting over there and she's proud of who I am now. Amen, mama? You ask my wife, she'll tell you, he ain't who I want him to be, but I'm proud of who he is now. You said, will it make a difference? It'll make a difference in your whole family. You won't no longer be a liar. Man, I'd just soon tell a lie than tell the truth back in the day. Why is it different now? Why? Because if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. He's been forgiven. He's been redeemed. He has peace. And he's got victory. He's got nothing to lie about. You don't know who's listening to your testimony every time you preach, every time you stand up, every time you speak Jesus. You don't know who's listening to you. You don't know. You say, well, they don't know I'm at church tonight. I guarantee your neighbor knows where you're at tonight. I guarantee your neighbor that's lost when they ride by your house, they say, what's Tony Woodham doing home on Sunday night? Do they not got church tonight? You say, they don't think that. Yes, they do. When I was lost, people I knew were supposed to be in church, what they doing at home? They supposed to be at church, even though I knew I was supposed to be there too, but I didn't go. Hello? Somebody's watching your life. Quit walking and living in defeat and live in victory for the name of Jesus. I want to show you the victory that we have in Jesus. Just right quick, man. Just right quick. Just right quick. In Jesus, there's victory for any man. 1 Corinthians 15:57. 1 Corinthians 15:57. Look right here. 1 Corinthians 15:57. And here's what he said. You want victory tonight, you'll only get it through the blood of Jesus. In Jesus, there's peace for any man. And in Jesus, there's victory for any man. 1 Corinthians 15:57, the Bible says, but thanks. You can't thank nobody for the victory in your life but Jesus Christ. But thanks be to God, which giveth us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So, preacher, what has he gave us victory over? Number one, he's gave us victory over death. Look in verse 55. O death, where is thy sting? For a believer, when you leave this walk of life, being born again, washing the blood of Jesus, you're not going to feel that sting of death. You'll get comfort out of that. There's victory over death. There's victory over grave, over the grave. Look what he says here. The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. We've been freed. We got victory over death. We got victory over the grave. We got victory over sin, and we got victory over Satan. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Today, any man can receive forgiveness. Any man. Today, any man can receive redemption, peace, and victory. All you have to do is call on the name of the Lord Jesus. That's not only for a lost person, that's for a saved person too. You can live in victory. You don't have to live in defeat. You can live in victory tonight, knowing that your sin's been washed away. And I wrote this down. Is there any man? Is there any man that says, hey, I just need victory in Jesus? Man, I just need a peace. I need rest. I need forgiveness. I need. Folks, tonight, can I say to you this right here, that he is precious to me because he forgave me. I didn't know if I could be forgiven. I'm honest. I didn't know, Brother Tony, if I could be forgiven. And when he forgave me, man, I felt so good that day. And still feel good today, by the way. But I felt so good that day when I come up, Brother Kevin, from that altar. Man, everything that I owed the law was still there, Brother Austin. I still had a court date out in front. I still had things out in front of me. But when I come up from that altar and I'd asked Jesus into my life, I didn't know the Romans Road. I didn't know. All I knew is I was sick and tired and I need to be saved. And for everybody else in the building, it looked like it worked pretty good for them, so I needed something. And I got down and I asked Jesus to forgive me and save me. And he saved my soul. I didn't know if I could be forgiven, Brother Brent, but he forgave me. And then the old devil started messing with me. I didn't know if he could redeem me from that needle, really. Because all you hear is bad, that once you're on it, you're not coming off. Nobody, man, that's all I hear. And he removed that from me. Every day I'd come across County Road 16 going to Sproul Trust and I'd hit them heels. And every morning going to work, I'd pray, God, please don't let me use today. Please don't let me use today. I'd up and down them heels. Please don't let me use today. And I don't know how many months had passed. I got to the point where I didn't ask him, Lord, please don't let me use no more. I just say, Lord, thank you that I'm not using no more. He showed me not only there was forgiveness in the blood and redemption, but there was a peace in that blood. There was a peace. I don't know what holds you up, slipped you up. I don't know. Sin, whatever how you want to paint it up, is sin. He didn't die on the cross for crystal meth. No. He died on the cross for me. He died on the cross for you. He didn't die on the cross for alcohol. He died on the cross for you. He died on the cross for me. Because if he labeled what he died for, sin in general, just sin. If you start labeling it for long, you won't even be a sinner. You'll have you a checklist that you didn't, well, I ain't done that. He just died for sin, that the sinner might have a way. And he gave me a peace. Now, 18 years later, I know y'all get tired of hearing it, but man, that's my theme song. What he's done for me in my life. 18 years later, I'm free. Forever, I'm free. Well, y'all got singing that this morning, son. It got on me over there. I said, one more stanza of that, we'll be doing laps around this place. You hear me? Sister Kinsey done gone. She had to go to work. Golly, bum, got long-winded on her. Sorry about that, huh? But I'm free. I wonder who tonight can say, I'm just free in Jesus. Don't you let the cares of this world tear you down, bog you down, and get you down. You stand on your feet for Jesus. Amen. Stand on your feet for Jesus. We're going to circle up and we're going to pray and ask God to move on this service, continue to move. If you got a sickness tonight,